Thanks for the worship team.
感谢诗歌就带领我们敬拜。
It's a new challenge for us, both of us.
这是对我们两个人都是一个很大的挑战。
I have been preaching in English, but seldom have people translate for me from English to Chinese.
牧师呢也用英文讲到，但是很少有人把英文翻译成中文。
I've been preaching a lot in French, translate into other language.
牧师也用法语来讲到，然后翻译成其他的语言。
And then Xiaomin said this is his first time.
对，我是从来没有站在上面跟人家翻译过。
So we need your prayer.
所以我们需要你们祷告。
And we also would like to go slow.
我们也会很慢。
Because we would like the message to be clear.
我们主要的目的是让信息能够清楚地传讲出去。
So let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
I mean, you pray for us, and then we will pray together also.
好，你们先祷告，然后我们一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you because you are among us.
请问天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你就在我们当中。
Because you will show your glory today.
因为你在我们这里会彰显你的荣耀。
You are going to speak to us today.
你会对我们讲话。
Thank you for the songs, the messages that come to us from the songs.
我们为今天的诗歌、今天的信息来向你感谢。
And just pray the Lord, your Holy Spirit will be with us.
我们求主你的圣灵与我们同在。
So that our heart will turn to you.
让我们的心转向你。
Let our heart be ready to listen to your word.
让我们准预备我们的心来听你的一个话语。
May your word help us to have good faith and the obedience.
让你的话语来帮助我们能够在你里面有信心，能够来遵从你的听从你的话语。
May your name be glorified this morning.
让你的名被高举。
Praise in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Today I'm going to share with you about a person in the Bible called Caleb.
今天我要跟你们分享的是一个在圣经里面的人物叫加勒。
In the Bible, there are many people that they have, remarkable, ministry.For our Lord.
在圣经当中有许多人，他们为我们的神做了许多伟大的、了不起的事情。
Every time when I thought about, let my people go, this is Moses, he said. Let my people go.
让我的百姓去。
This is a firm saying from Moses.
这是摩西常说的一句很有名的话。
And Caleb, he has.One, just wonderful saying here.
加勒在这里说一句很伟大的话。
Give me this hill country.
给我这山地。
Okay, unless you really understand why he said it.
除非你知道他为什么说这句话。
And then you understand, in what context, circumstance that he said it.
你要知道他在什么样的条件下、什么样的情况下说这句话的。
Otherwise, you won't understand the meaning of this wonderful saying.
Yeah, 否则的话你就不会知道这句话的意思是什么。
You see, like Joshua chapter 14, verse 12.
约书亚记14章十二节。
We read the Chinese once and read the English once, okay?
我们读中文一次，读英文一次。
Yeah, let's read the Chinese first.
对，一起读。
求你将耶和华纳入应许我的这三地给我。Okay, wait, we read the English one also. Thank you. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. Okay, we just stop here. How are we going to, say, declare, give me this hill country?
我们怎样说呢？这是给神说，这是给我，就给我这块山地。
I can imagine Caleb, when he said this, he is shouting to Joshua, say that, give me this new country.
我可以想象加勒说这句话的时候一定是在喊，在用大声地说，把这块山地给我。
When you understand Caleb said this when he was 85 years old.
你要知道，加勒说这句话的时候，他已经是85岁了。
85 years old, what do you expect?
一个，你对一个85岁的人有什么的期望呢？
85 years old, they are in the retirement mode.
对，85岁的人是一个退休的年龄。
It's just enjoying the life.
就是享受晚年。
Who is, you know, 85 years old and say that I would like to do this, I would like to do that?
很少有几个人在85岁的时候会说我要做这些，我要做那些呢。
Okay, if you just consider the age, you don't really understand why Caleb said it.
你仅仅想想他的年龄就不太会明白加勒为什么会说这句话。
If you just consider this is a man with a vision, then you don't really grasp, you know, the significance of this saying.
要知道加勒是一个，这是一个很有意向的人，你要知道他说这句话的意义。
Okay, let's read a few verses from Joshua.
我们再读一下那个约书亚书的
Joshua 14 verse 10 to 12
14章14节到
OK, we Chinese we can read first 啊，你带他们读中文。Okay, let's try it in English. Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old.I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them up just as He said.Who are the Anakites?
谁是那些亚纳人
？Anakites, they are one of the tribe, one of the group that you know the spy, the 12 spies went into the Canaan and tried to you know to see about the people there in the Promised Land.
亚纳族人就是说当年那个十二个探子进去看的其中的一派人一族人。
They are one of the greatest.
他们是一帮很高大的人。
You know, we heard about the giant in the Bible.
我们在圣经当中提到过那些身材高大的那些。
But some are more than 9 feet tall.
有些人比人高超过九尺。
And in the Bible, when they talk about Anakites, they use the word that even the Anakites. I mean, they have a lot of great.Tall giant people there, but the Anakite is even greater than them.
So, 当他们形容一些加纳族人的时候，他们说这些人比那些圣经里面其他那些高大的还要高大。
Because when the 12 spies they went into the Promised Land to explore, and they came back saying that, you know, we even saw Anakite there.
所以，当这十二个探子去探访、看那个地的迦南的时候，他们说，我们在那里看到了亚纳族人。
That means there are a lot of giants, but that doesn't matter. But because Anakite was there, there is no hope, there is no chance, no way for us to go there to claim the promised land.
所以，他们去看那迦南地的时候说，虽然那边的人很高大，但是我们看到了那亚纳族人在里面是根本是没有希望能够把这块地拿下来的。
And when Caleb said this, give me this hill country.
当加勒说给我这块山地的时候
，and he is asking for the land that is inhabited by the Amalekites。
所以他就是说，他要把那块亚纳族人的地拿过来。
And he said, I'm still as strong as when I was 40 years old.
他说我现在还是像我四岁那样的时候的健壮。
45 years ago, the Israelites, they were so fear about the giant in this promised land.
在过去的45年当中，以色列人对那些高大的人，那些亚纳族人非常的害怕。
And they refused to go in to claim the promised land.
所以他们不敢去把那些神所应许的地。
After 45 years, Caleb said, I'm still, you know, ready to claim this land.
所以45年以后，加勒还是在说，我还是要把这块地拿下来。
Okay, you may not realize what's the real story behind.
你可能不知道最后后面的那个情况怎么样。
Let's show the a few verses from Numbers chapter 13, a few verses from chapter 13 to chapter 14. Let's
so 我看看那个民数记，民数记十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 26,
第二十六节
to 14, verse 4.
到十四章的第四节。
Okay, maybe you know, if you have Bible, you can turn the Bible. Otherwise, we can just go through and read together. They came back to Moses and Aaron, and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh, in the desert of Paran. They reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittite, the Jebusite, the Amorite live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go out and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone out with him said, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They say the land we explored devoured those living in it. All the people we saw are of giant size. We saw the Nephilim, there the descendants of Anak, come from the Nephilim. Nephilim in 中文是伟人，也创世纪里面伟人。Okay. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them. Okay. Chapter 4. That night all the people of the community raised their voice and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." This is the background, you know, of the story. It was hopeless because 10 out of 12, they cry out, they even, you know, just complain, they contain God's, commission.
所以这是一个很没有希望的情况，因为这12个探子当中有10个说这是没有办法把这个地拿下来。
Even when they came back with, you know, the fruit from the land, promised land,
虽然他们把那个应许之地的那个水果都带来了。
You know, the Bible is very interesting. Has one verse records about the fruits.
这圣经很有趣，圣经里有一句经文记得这个水果。
Numbers chapter 13 verse 23.
民数记十三章。
In the country, in the hill country, they cut off a branch of grass.
所以在这个山地里面，他们把一只葡萄树砍了下来。
Okay, a branch bearing a single cluster of grass.
所以这一个葡萄树只有一串的葡萄。
Just one single cluster.
就这么一串的葡萄。
Okay, if we go to Walmart to buy a cluster of grass, you know, that's kind of this long.
对，你如果到 Walmart 去买一串葡萄，就知道这个葡萄大概有多少大。
One single cluster is like this long, the most.
就这么大。
And they need two people to carry with a pole.
但是从迦南地拿来的一串葡萄，他们有两个人来。
Can you imagine the fruit of the promised land?
你能够想象这个当地这个应许之地的水果是什么样的吗？
And do you can you imagine those people that have spent months in the desert?
你对，特别是对那些在旷野里面荒了好几年的人是有多大的诱惑？
I say to someone that I'm very satisfied because I go to the supermarket, I never really tempt to buy anything.
黄牧师他到沃尔玛去的时候，不想买什么东西。
Because there is nothing I need.
因为什么？他不需要。
I'm always, you know, satisfied with what I have.
我们是对他自己所有的非常的满足。
I certainly feel really hungry when I'm in America.
有时候在美国时确实感到很
seldom feel hungry.
很少感到饥饿。
I can share with you just one, you know, one time when our family left Africa after three years.
所以我们再讲讲他们在非洲待了三年以后离开以后的一个情故事。
We left Africa and land in Paris, France.
他们离开了非洲到了巴黎。
And our friends brought us to a supermarket.
对，他的朋友带他去了一个超市。
All five of us in our family, we gathered around the fruit area.
对，他们一家五个人都聚在那个买水果的地方。
Before I realize,
就说马上他就意识到了一个问题。
Hello, the all my family is picking up, you know, apple, grapes and oranges and carry around, you know.
对，每一个人都拿了好很多苹果啊、橘子啊，各种各样的水果。
Why?
为什么？
We didn't see the kind of fruits for some time.
因为他们已经很久没有看到过这样的水果了。
The Israel people, they were in Egypt for so many years.
那些以色列人在埃及待了这么多年。
And they passed through the desert for many months.
他们在沙漠中也走了好几个月。
They spent 40 days, 12 of them traveling around the promised land.
他们花了40天时间在那个应许之地。
And they came back with abundant of fruits,
然后带回来了很多的水果。
And that even cannot convince the people saying that, go, let's take this land.
其实即使是这样，他们也不能说服大家去把这块地。
Because everybody knew that without life, with that kind of fruit, we cannot enjoy it also.
他们说，如果我们去的话，
没命了，
所以这个水果有什么用？
And so all of them, they try to you know, to frighten each other, saying that no way, we cannot go to the promised land.
所以他们一直在吵说，我没有办法，我们绝对拿不下这块地。
And at that point, Caleb, he decided to go.
就在那时候，加勒说，他就是要去做，他就要去。
Chapter 13, verse 30. We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. It's on the bulletin.
民数记十三章三十节，加勒说，我们立即上去得那地，我们做能得胜。
He mentioned about go, take possession, and do it.
所以他说了，就是他要去，然后把那块地拿下来。
This is this is faith. This is obedience.
这是一个信心，这是一个服从。
This is, you know, something that he showed that he trusts God's promises.
这里就表现出他对神的信。
A lot of times the Israel people they are facing decision making.
对，很多的时候，在那些以色列人要做各种各样的决定。
God said to them, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving the Israelites."
所以，神对他们说，派人去探访那些人。
Yeah, it's on the bulletin also.
你们打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，你们每次失败中要派一个人都去做首领的。
You know, this command from God.
这是神对他们的命令。
You see, when people hear what God say,
当那些人听到神说的话时
，and they will decide whether to obey God or not based on what.
所以他们有时候觉得神居然给他们说话，我们应该是听了还是不听，这是根据什么呢？
The 12 people, they were the leaders of each tribe of Israelites.
这十个探子都是在12个支派当中做首领的。
And two of them, they had faith in God.
只有两个人相信神，在神当中有信心。
And 10 of them, they don't have the faith in God.
这还有十个人，他们根本就在没有信心。
Why they don't have faith in God?
为什么他们没有这信心呢？
Because they look at their environment all the time.
他们看到那些环境。
And if environment allows, if environment is fine, then let's say let go ahead.
如果这个环境觉得他们是许可的，那么他说，哎，我们就去，把那块地拿下。
And the two they look to God all the time.
但是其中另外两个人，他们眼睛看着神。
Joshua and Caleb they trust in God.
耶稣亚和加勒他们相信神。
Because they trust in God, you know, anything is possible for them.
所以因为他们相信神说什么事情都是有可能的。
So when we serve the Lord, Caleb reminds us an important lesson.
当我们侍奉神的时候，加勒就给了我们一个很好的功课。
Yes, those inhabitants in the promised land, they are fearful people.
是的，所以那些应许之地住着的人，他们是一些非常可怕的人物。
And if compared with them, maybe we are like grasshopper.
跟他们相比，可能只是蚱蜢。
And there's no way for us to go and conquer the land.
我们根本就没有办法去把这块地给征服。
That's when we look at people, look at the surrounding, and you know what we found.
这就是因为我们看看周围的环境，看看那些当时的人所他们所看到的就是这些。
You know, spiritual men and this kind of, you know, situation, they look outward. Spiritual men, they look out instead of looking around.
Okay. 有信心的人是看着上面，看着神的眼睛看着，而不是看周围的环境的。
This is a lesson that we need to learn.
这就是我们要学的功课。
Because we are no more belong to this world only.
我们不仅仅是属于这个世界。
We are belong to Jesus Christ.
我们是属于耶稣基督。
We need to learn how to look out and trust God.
我们应该好学习如何样子来定睛仰望神。
And Caleb said, "Give me this hill country."
加勒说给我这块山地。
Those people, they are fearful people.
那些都是非常可怕的人物住在那里。
But because Caleb has faith in God,
但是加勒在神里面有信心。
And he had confidence that he can conquer this land.
所以他非常有信心能够说把这个地给征服。
And this is so interesting because in the Bible there are so many times talking about, you know, one phrase talk about Caleb.
是这个很有趣的事情呢。圣经里面有讲到了那个加勒的信心。
Yeah, because.The Bible said that Caleb followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
因为圣经里面说，加勒专心跟随耶和华。
How can we know that someone is following our Lord wholeheartedly?
我们怎样能够知道这个人是专心跟随神的呢？
You know, if everything goes smoothly, we can hardly tell.
如果所有的事情都很平顺的话，我们很难知道这个人是不是专心跟随神。
But because there are circumstances happening, and then we face challenges, then our decision, the outcome will tell.
当我们遇到挑战的时候，我们要做各种各样的决定的时候，这个时候我们就可以看出来这个人是不是专心仰望神。
12 people went to the same place.
12个人去的是同一个地方。
They came back together.
他们也是同时回来。
They have seen the same thing.
他们看到东西都是一样的。
They met the same people.
他们碰到的人也是一样的。
But their conclusion is so different.
但是他们得出的结论就是完全不一样。
Ten of them said, "No way, we cannot go to the promised land."
其中十个人说，我们没有办法把这个地拿下来。
Not only they say that we cannot go and possess the land.
他们不光说是我们没有办法把这个地拿下来。
They start complaining.
他们还开始抱怨。
They start stir up a lot of people to against God's will.
他们开始挑动了其他的人来反对那些神的旨意。
And then in Numbers chapter 14 verse 3,
在民数记14章第三节。
No, the verses that we read just now.
刚刚我们读的那。
Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword?
耶和华为什么把我们带到这里，使我们倒在刀下？
Okay, this is one of the group of people. They, you know, their conclusion is no faith at all.
这就是一帮没有信心的人所得出来的结论。
Why?
为什么？
They can't see God's hand.
他们看不见神的手。
They cannot trust in God's promises.
他们不相信神的应许。
They only look around and they see no way.
他们看看周围的情况，觉得没有希望。
But Joshua followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
但是约书亚专心的
开了。Yeah, and you know, during this kind of a difficult time, he followed the Lord.
在这种困难情况下，只有加勒跟随神。
In Joshua chapter 14 verse 8, he is saying that Caleb's desire. He said, "I, however, will follow the Lord my God wholeheartedly."
在约书亚记第四章第八节说，他会
亚开了，
我愿意跟随耶和华我的神。
Yeah. And then verse 9, Moses also testified saying that because you have followed Lord my God wholeheartedly.
在14章第九节里，摩西也见证说，因为你是专心跟随我的神。
And then Joshua chapter 14 verse 14.Joshua himself, you know, testified that Caleb, you know, follow the God, you know, the Lord wholeheartedly.
在十四章的约书亚就是十四章十四节里面，那个约书亚也见证说，加勒就是一个专心跟随耶和华的人。
Caleb is a person, he has the heart desire for our Lord.
加勒就是有一个专心跟随神的心志。
And then this is, you know, this is something that we would like to pray that every one of us will learn from Caleb to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
这就是我们每一个人要祷告，在神面前说像加勒一样专心。
Follow the Lord's way, that means reject sometimes something that we would like to do and it's not God's will.
这就是跟随神的意思，就是说有时候我们必须放弃那些我们想做的事情。那些事情是不合神心意的事情。
That is not easy.
这有时候很不容易。
And then I like another verse, you know, a lot about Caleb.
还有一些经文关于加勒的。
You know, Caleb, God saying that he has a different spirit.
加勒是一个他有一个与众不同的不一样的心智。
You know, a man with a different spirit.
一个人有一个不同的心，另一个心智。
We always pray for people to have a spirit that is pleasing God.
我们往往祷告要一个人有一个在神里面有一个心智，有一个好的心智。
Yeah, the different spirit.
不同的心智。
The different spirit comes with following our Lord wholeheartedly.
一个专心跟随神的心智。
So the third point here, you know, I have a verse here saying that God says, "My servant Caleb has a different spirit and follow me wholeheartedly. I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it."
对，民数记的十四章说， 唯有我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过之地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
I can believe that Caleb has a different spirit since, you know, he is younger, much younger.
加勒是有一个与众不同的跟随神的心智，从他年轻的时候就开始就有这个心智。
Because when he was chosen to represent his tribe, to go to explore the promised land.
当他还是对着他们一个姿态去窥探那个应许之地的时候，
Why they chose him?
为什么选他呢？
I think one of the reasons is people see something different from him.
有一个原因就是人们就看他就是与众不同，与其他人不一样。
Caleb has his desire to follow God, to be a different person.
加勒有心志来跟随神。
And then Moses testifies that he is, you know, a person with a different spirit.
摩西也见证说，加勒确实是一个有心志跟随神的人。
And Joshua also testified the same thing.
约书亚也做同样的见证。
And then here.In Numbers chapter 14 verse 24, God also testifies saying that, you know, Caleb has a different spirit.
在民数记14章24节的时候，神自己也见证说，加勒是一个有心智的人。
That different spirit is, you know, the desire to follow God wholeheartedly.
这个与众不一样的性质就是专心的跟随神。
This is very difficult.
这是一个很困难的事情。
Why is so difficult?
为什么？
How many people in this world decide to follow God's will wholeheartedly?
在这个世界上有多少人愿意专心的来跟随神？
There are a lot of things so attractive.
有许多的事情是非常有诱惑力的。
Most of the people in this world, they are following something else, but not God's will.
在这个世界上有许多人在跟随另外的一些事情，而不是神的旨意。
You know, for Caleb to follow our Lord wholeheartedly.
这个加勒跟随神，专心的跟随神。
A different spirit means he already make up his mind to do something different.
所以有另一个心思，就是说他已经做了一个决定，他要做一个不一样的事情，不一样的人。
When he was 85 years old.
当他85岁的时候。
That was 45 years after the first, you know, exploration. The 12 spies went into the promised land.
这已经是在当年12个探子去探访迦南地以后的45年以后了。
I didn't see Caleb complain.
我没有看到加勒在抱怨。
I didn't see him quit.
也没有说他放弃。
He just kept going.
他就是坚持。
And keep going until, you know, something that God promised him 45 years ago, and now he is ready to claim the promise.
他坚持就是相信神在45年前对他的应许，他现在就要去得那地。
And then he is going to inherit the land that God has promised him.
他就要取那地，神给他的地为业。
And that is not an easy promise. In the land is not easy to inherit.
要得那个地为业并不容易。
Because he has to fight the strongest, you know, people group in that area.
因为他要跟当那些很强壮、最强壮的人去征战。
And we praise the Lord.
我们感谢神。
Because he trusts in our Lord, you know, he finally, you know.Possess, he finally took the land.
是正因为他相信神，所以他最终得到了那块地。
So brothers and sisters,
听见了。
When Caleb said that, "Give me this huge country,"
当加勒说给我这块山地的时候
，What do you understand about his saying?
你知道他为什么做这句话的意义吗
？If you think about he is the man of faith.
你想想，他是一个是很有信心的人。
If you only think about he is, you know, a different people because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
只有你想想，他是一个另有心智的人，专心跟随神的人。
I think you miss something even more important.
我想你还有更我们还有更重要的事情 意义在里面。
Caleb remember.
加勒记得。
45 years ago, something happened.
45年前有件事情发生了。
The 12 came back from the promised land after they explored.
这个12个探子去看窥探那个地以后回来的时候。
And many of them have shown no faith in God.
多数人对神里面没有信心。
That is very sad.
是一个非常可悲的事。
But I think Caleb remember something else more important than that.
但是加勒记住了比这个更重要的事情。
Because number chapter 14,
民数记14章。
When people rebel against God,
把他们一起反对神的时候。
And God decided to kill everybody.
对神决定灭绝这帮人。
Kill everybody.
把所有的人都灭绝。
God was so angry.
神非常愤怒。
Because God lose faith. In Chinese, we say lose faith.
神对那帮人看不到希望，没有希望，看不到。
Because God want His people to do something, and His people refuse to do it.
因为神让他们去做一些事情，但是那些人居然不愿意做。
And then, you know, all the people surrounding, they are laughing at this God.
他们在那里不可以嘲笑这个神。
Okay, you bring these Israel people across the Red Sea.
他把以色列人带过了红海。
And now you want to bring them into the Promised Land.
现在要把他们带到那个应许之地。
And look, your people doesn't obey you.
但是你看那些。你的百姓根本就不听你的话。
And God decided to kill these people.
所以神决定灭绝这帮人。
Moses was the first one to kneel down before God and say, God, forgive them.
所以摩西是第一个在神面前跪下来说，神啊，求你赦免他们。
And after God forgives them, God only allowed two people to enter the promised land.
所以神赦免了他们，但是神只让其中的两个人进入应许之地。
I mean, when I say two person is not exactly correct.
并不说就这么两个数字，两个人。
Two person that is about 20 years old.
这两个20岁左右的
人。20岁以上
的人。
That means all those they already 20 years old and above, they are not going to enter the promised land.
所以这个当年20岁以上的人，那些多数人是进不了这个应许之地的。
At that time, Caleb was 40 years old.
那时候加勒是45岁。
And then after 45 years, he was 85 years old.
45年以后才85岁了。
85 years old.
85岁。
He remembered.
他还记得这事。
He remembered that day that God was so furious.
他还记得神当年是怎样的愤怒。
And God wanted to kill his people.
神要灭绝他的子民。
Because his people rebel against him.
因为这些他的子民在反对他。
And Caleb want to show the Israel people saying that we need to glorify our God.
但是加勒说我们应该归荣耀于我们的神。
Because God create us, the main purpose is to glorify him.
因为神创造我们的一个目的就是要荣耀他。
45 years ago, we were afraid of this group of people.
45年前我们对那些人非常害怕。
And now Caleb came before Joshua saying, give me this land.
但是他加勒就来到耶稣亚的面前说，你把这块地给我。
We want to conquer these people.
我们要征服这些人。
And let people know that in God, nothing is impossible.
让大家都知道在神里面没有什么不能。
So that everybody can build up their faith in our God.
所以我们每一个人可以在神里面建立信心。
And we know learn how to trust him, obey him.
我们可以从中学到怎样来信靠他。
And glorify his name.
来颂扬他的名，高举他的名。
You know, 85 years old, he is still fired up.
所以他还是这。
You know, just burn with fire, he just want to do something to glorify God.
他每天都还是很有热心，要做为神做事。
Never give up.
从不放弃。
Never retire.
从也不退休。
He just keep going.
他就是不断的前进。
He want to let people know that our God is the Almighty God.
他想让大家知道神就是全能的神。
And if we trust in Him, we obey Him.
如果我们相信他，遵循他的话，
if we follow him，
我们跟随他，
our life will be different，
我们的生活就会不一样。
We will glorify him，
我们就能够归荣耀。
In return he will bless us，
他同样会祝福我们。
So Caleb, when he said give me this healed country，
加勒说把这块山地给我。
First because this is a land promised to him，
第一，这就是当年允许他给他的
规定。 Second, this is the land that the majority of the Israelites say no way, we cannot take this land because of the giant in there.
这块地也第二个原因就是这块地也是多数以色列人说不可能的，因为那些很强大的人住在那里。
And Caleb want to prove to them, to us a lot of things are impossible, but to God nothing is impossible.
加勒就是为了证明对于我们人来说，好多事情是不可能的，但在神里面没有什么不可能。
And Caleb claimed the land because he wants, you know, the land promised by God, you know, to really happen.
加勒去征服这块地，就是因为这是神给他的应许之地，所以他一定能够得到。
And then he wants to prove to everybody saying that what God says is true.
他就是为了向大家证明神所说的都是真的。
That's so important.For all of us who you know who work our Christian life，
这是对我们每一个基督徒的生活来说都是很重要的一件事情。
We turn around and then hesitate if we want to follow the Lord。
我们有时候犹豫是不是跟随神。
Because we are not sure, you know, if things come out differently。
因为我们不知道会有什么样的事情发生。
And sometimes we let the environment to judge for us。
好多时候我们让社会的环境 来改变我们的。
But Caleb has a different spirit，
但是加勒有另一个心。
He decided to follow God's will only，
他决定 只是专一的跟随神的旨意。
And nothing else，
不跟随其他的事情。
And that's why he's so important，
这就是他为什么是一个很重要的人物。
So brothers and sisters， you know we have only one life to live，
我们只有一个生命。
Let's do something that has eternal value in our God's eye，
让我们能够做一些事情能够在神眼中有永生的价值。
Don't just you know waste our time or our life without you know asking God's direction，
不要让我们浪费时间而不去跟随神的旨意。
May God help us this morning，
让神帮助我们。